Call back to order, the House Interim Revenue Committee. What we will do now for the rest of the morning, we will still try to stay on track for a 12 o'clock lunch break. We'll do the review of the ballot measures and the federal bonus depreciation, and the other work we will shift over into the afternoon and catch up on those fairly quickly. So I guess, is this Steve that's bringing this, the first part? Do you want to distribute that? Yeah, go ahead.
I had a couple of things, Mr. Chair, and
It actually will be.
Which are related to the ballot measures that I will distribute. What I'm passing around is our, what we call our GAAP worksheet. I think some of you have seen this on various contexts, but just to make sure that you're all up to date in terms of the implications of the revenue forecast and a sense of what the context of the special session is going to be. Tom's forecast had a $505 million reduction in general fund, but that was compared to March. The numbers we have worked with have been since the special session, which had a $40 million increase in general fund resources, primarily through an increased collections and through the transfer of funds from the senior deferral account. So it's actually down $545. There's a $200 million disappropriation now that was made by the second special session on the assumption that Measure 13 would fill that gap. Of course, that Measure 13 was defeated, as Steve will talk about, and we'll show you the implications of that for the individual school districts. The governor vetoed revenue sources for $81 million in expenditures and then started a process of making allotment reductions. That process was suspended, so the $81 million now is in the budget. So that remains part of the gap. There's a $33 million estimate on rebalance needs, primarily through Department of Human Services. So the total gap we're estimating is about $859 million. By the way, the governor's vetoes, the governor's allotment reductions did include $20 million to the state school fund. So it's $20 million additional to the state school fund is in that gap estimate. You can get to the same place by going through the deficit calculation, and I've just done that just so you can work back from the deficit that Tom reported was $551 million in the general fund. There was an ending balance of $76 million that was from the second special session, an estimate. By the way, that was wiped out by the $81 million when the allotments didn't take place. So it was really a negative five on the ending balance going into the June forecast. The rebalance would be added to that. So restoring that level would be $660 million. And then if you add the $200 million to replace the state school fund disappropriation that's currently in the budget, then you'd be up to the $860. So that's just two ways of getting at that same number. So the gap we are working with is $859 million.
Okay.
The other item in your packet, and this is just more for historical interest and just something to look at when you see all these numbers coming at you and what was done in the special session. I just went back on the 81-83 special session just to show you the package that was put together at that time.